Good evening. Tonight we pay tribute to a man who exemplifies the entrepreneurial spirit that made America an economic dynamo. Justin Dart started in the stockroom of a Chicago-based drugstore chain and ended up, after a lot of hard work, as general manager. Later he joined Liggett Drug Company, which, after even more work, became Dart Industries. Justin has accomplished much because he understands that free enterprise requires enterprise. He also knows that the only place success comes before work is in the dictionary. Justin put in long hours and was always willing to listen to new ideas on how to serve the customer. His diligence made him a success. His achievements are testimony to his integrity and an uncompromising commitment to getting the job done right. I know these things because he's a dear friend. Some of you may have guessed that we agree on many things politically, but that wasn't always true, especially when we first met. Jane, Justin's lovely wife, was in a picture with me called Brother Rat. After getting married, she invited me out to dinner for an introduction to her new husband. Later, Jane told me that she warned him not to bring up politics because I was a Roosevelt Democrat and he was, well, let's put it this way, he hasn't changed many of his basic opinions over the years. We can be glad of that. Justin has been a stalwart defender of free enterprise, and at the same time, he made enormous contributions to his community, state, and nation. He serves on the Board of Trustees at the University of Southern California and was chairman of the board from 1967 to 1971. To help government have a better understanding of business, he established the California Roundtable. Justin's been a leading force in the political community as well. My personal debt to him is incalculable. During my years as governor, I sought his counsel on many occasions. His contributions of time and resources to charity, education, and politics have had significant impact on the American society. So, Justin, for all of your friends and admirers, I want to thank you for being one of California's and America's leaders, for being our friend, for being the man you are. I wish you and all the rest of you there tonight a very pleasant evening.